Hellmouth opens in Guatemala City, 24th of February 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for Run News. Guatemala City, Guatemala. Upon defeating the first evil ever to inflict itself upon humanity, Buffy Summers, her sister Dawn, and her friends Xander Harris, William Rosenberg, and others thought they'd also closed the Hellmouth, out of which their adversaries and other forces of darkness had crept and crawled during the past 7 years. However, Summers' one-time mentor, and according to some ex-lover, Rupert Giles, informed her that there was another Hellmouth in Cincinnati, Ohio, of all places. If the giant sinkhole that is reported to have opened in Guatemala City is any indication, that there may be another, at least one other Hellmouth that neither Giles nor anyone else knew about. A former high school librarian, museum curator, and magic shop owner, sorcerer, and a member of the clandestine Watchers Council, Giles fears the worst. Quote, "It has all the earmarks of a Hellmouth. It's already killed people, and it's begun to destroy human civilization," unquote, he says, mixing metaphors. Giles was referring to the destruction of human life and property that the 330-foot-deep crater caused when it opened inside a community of cardboard houses with tar paper roofs outside Guatemala City proper, swallowing a dozen homes and killing two teenage siblings, Irma and David Soyos, whose bodies were found floating in a river of sewage. Their father, Hugo Hernandez, is still missing. According to authorities, recent massive rains and a ruptured sewer line caused the sinkhole. Giles does not accept this explanation. He said, quote, "The authorities must attribute the appearance of the Hellmouth to natural causes, of course, otherwise the local population would panic. There wasn't anything natural that caused the disaster. The forces of darkness are at work in Guatemala City," unquote. Summers agreed with her former mentor, quote, "Signs such as floods and horrible stenches of sulfur, brimstone, or sewage often accompany demonic activity," unquote. Local reports support her contention. The pit is said to be emitting foul odors, loud noises, like the screams of the damned in torment, and a rush of water may be heard below the quaking ground surrounding the crater. Summers said, quote, "Most likely that's lava, not water," unquote. A skeptical reporter asked the former vampire slayer, quote, "So you're saying this is the work of demons?" She replied, quote, "It's either demons or blood-sucking freaks," unquote. Asked whether by blood-sucking freaks she meant vampires, Summer said, "Sure. I'm sure as hell not talking about overly passionate but sexually inept boyfriends who give sloppy hickeys," unquote. Excuse me. Harris, who with Rosenberg and Summer's younger sister, Dawn, were present at the press conference, Giles called upon hearing about the alleged sinkhole, told a news reporter a lot of lies, quote, "Don't mind Buff, she's a comedian," unquote. Rosenberg agreed, quote, "We call her Wacky Buffy, or sometimes just WB for short," unquote. Summers told her friends, quote, "Don't cover up the truth, the world has to know what's really happening." Giles agreed. According to Guatemalan officials, the sinkhole could widen and deepen, or additional sinkholes could appear anywhere in or around Guatemala City. Once again, Giles concurred, "I'd say that was a safe bet," Giles concurred. Sunnydale, a sister city to Guatemala City and the town in which Summers, Giles, and their friends lived, was evacuated when the first and his demon horde ascended from the Hellmouth that was located beneath Summers' alma mater, Sunnydale High School, which she and others, except Dawn, who'd not been given mortal form at that time, destroyed with explosives to stop the rampage of the town's mayor, Richard Wilkins, who'd undergone a transformation to become a pure demon. After the town was evacuated, the Hellmouth did open wider, so much wider, in fact, that the entire town collapsed into its maw. Giles Warren's quote, "The same could happen in Guatemala City," unquote. According to Alvaro Rosa, a officials have closed the valves to the Carbord community's storm and sewer drains. Rescuers are standing by, waiting for the region to stabilize before they enter the area to search for other victims and evaluate the damage. They fear that the sinkhole will almost certainly become larger. Giles predicts and warns Rosa not to enter the region. Quote, it will, and you'll be stepping out of this dimension and into hell, unquote. Rosa said that local residents heard strange noises and felt tremors for about a month before the sinkhole opened, which woke many residents, caused nightmares, and promoted insomnia. Some residents claimed to have seen strange hellish creatures, but authorities attributed the reported sightings to mental confusion caused by ignorance and fear. They said, quote, no one but the simple, uneducated residents believed that the devil had actually come to Guatemala City, of all places. We just assumed the residents were seeing and hearing things because they were emotionally overwrought. We should have listened to them and taken action, unquote. Asked what could have been done if the devil really is the cause of the recent incidents in Guatemala City, Rosa said to pray. Rosa also made a startling confession. Authorities may have suspected that something was wrong with the site before the sinkhole occurred. Officials placed a seismic meter at the site and had planned to deploy a remote-controlled robotic camera there, but the pit opened before this action could be completed. A government investigation is likely to be conducted as to why officials did not evacuate the town before the sinkhole occurred. Nadia Rivas said she was in her cardboard shack when the sinkhole opened. Quote, I heard booming noises, and the earth started to shake, rattle, and roll. At first, I figured Carlos, my neighbor, had his stereo cranked up again and was listening to that rap music. But then the houses next door started to fall into the ground, and I realized that the earth is hungry, unquote. Police and military personnel are guarding the evacuated portion of the city from looters. Giles issued a warning to them, get out. Looting, he said, should be the least of the authorities' concern. Quote, the forces of darkness are not interested in television sets, refrigerators, and furniture because they are likely to kill, maim, or torture any looters they happen upon inside the cordoned-off section of the city. Unquote. Summers, who is empowered by God's surrogate, Judge Joss Whedon, to fight the forces of darkness, has created an army of fellow vampire slayers, and she plans to deploy to Guatemala to fight demons and other monsters from hell, giving up a long-planned trip to Disneyland with Dawn. Once, she said she'd been disappointed having to give up such a trip, but she says she's long given up the idea of ever having a normal life. Quote, just like vampires, my life sucks, unquote. Giles, Harris, Rosenberg, and Dawn are expected to join her and another slayer, simply known as Faith, so that they may accompany them to Guatemala as well if she can't find something better to do. Meanwhile, some of the town's evacuees are abandoning their homes forever. Quote, I lived there for 15 years, but if the devil wants my cardboard shack, he's welcome to it. I'm never coming back. I always thought that show Buffy the Vampire was a TV series, but now I know better, unquote. This from resident Antonio Fuentes, 50 years old. As the sinkhole expands and others open, the story concerning the latest hellmouth to appear is apt to expand as well. If so, on news will keep readers posted. This has been Reverend Zimulator for on news. Thank you for suffering.